Sportsnet.com. Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls here on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the Ingevi products, about formulations, about ingredients, skincare questions, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to share a success story, we especially love those. 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, you can go to the website brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there, videos up there, articles up there that explain the Bright Side philosophy. Of course, all the Ingevity products are up there as well with the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you want to start a Ingevity business, make some money selling Ingevity products, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program, click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for being here, folks. Appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to wind down our talk on serotonin, this misunderstood nerve chemical, and SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, this vastly misunderstood class of prescription medications that makes up billions of dollars in sales. As we've been saying for the last few days, serotonin is not the happy hormone that you hear it is. It's not the joy and bliss-inducing and antidepressant hormone that even psychiatrists will tell you that it is. Serotonin is, at the end of the day, a stress management hormone. It helps the body handle the day-to-day ups and downs of life. It's involved in awareness, which is, by the way, partially a stress management system. The awareness system is a way that we handle stresses. It's a way that we prevent stresses. Stress and survival go hand in hand, and obviously our survival depends on awareness. Stress and survival go hand in hand with awareness. Our survival depends on our ability to be aware. In my opinion, it is playing with fire to mess around with this awareness chemical, to pharmacologically tweak this critical stress / nervous chemical, serotonin. Certainly under conditions of long-term input of stressors, when we have lots of stress in our lives, the serotonin system can get, potentially anyway, can get depleted. And this can have an effect on how we think and on how we are. But despite what you hear from drug companies and doctors, there is no reason to pharmacologically intervene, to drug yourself into forcing more serotonin activity. And by the way, we're going to be addressing this a little bit later, malnutrition, malnourishment, nutritional deficiencies, poor dietary choices are among the main reasons why the serotonin system becomes activated and ultimately depleted, which means, of course, if you really want to work on your serotonin, we got to make better lifestyle choices, we got to be eating better, and we got to be supplementing our diet with nutrition. We got to get on a nutritional supplement program. To get yourself on Prozac or to have a doctor put you on an SSRI before he puts you on some kind of nutritional supplement program, something that helps your body make serotonin, is a strict violation of his Hippocratic Oath, which says, first, do no harm. As far as supplements go, there's lots of ways you can beef up your serotonin levels using more protein powders I'm talking about, especially whey. Whey protein contains the major building block for serotonin. Whey protein is the single most important protein supplement that you can use when you're, if you're interested in beefing up or increasing your serotonin levels. Use eggs, another wonderful supplement. When I talk about using more protein to help increase serotonin levels, I'm not talking about steak. I'm not talking about hamburgers. These can actually create serotonin burdens because they put a stress on your body. B vitamins are incredibly important for helping make serotonin, especially vitamin B6. You'll find all the B vitamins in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C is a key player in serotonin production and processing. And drugs, by the way, are going to put more stress on the body. Pharmacology is going to burden the serotonin system via the stress connection, which underscores the utter stupidity and biochemical ignorance of using pharmacology to address any stress-related symptom. The fact that pharmacology and drugs put a burden on the stress system highlights the utter insanity of using drugs to correct a stress-induced problem. So serotonin is a stress management hormone, and like cortisol, which by the way is increased in response to serotonin secretion, your cortisol, your stress hormone levels go up when your serotonin levels go up. And we all know about the problems with cortisol. We talk about that ad nauseum. So using an SSRI type of drug like Effexor or Zoloft or Cymbalta is going to put a burden on the adrenal glands and is going to create more cortisol-related damage. All of this is going to create an anti-building, anti-anabolic response in the body as well. It's going to lead to excess muscle breakdown. It's going to slow down growth and repair. It's going to increase the aging response. We're all fascinated. We're all obsessed with anti-aging. SSRIs are going to increase aging, as all drugs do, but SSRIs, because of the serotonin connection, the stress hormone connection, are going to put a further burden on the aging process, or are going to further increase the aging process. Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, Cymbalta are via the serotonin increase connection are all going to be anti-growth, anti-repair, anti-building, anti-anabolic. We talked last month about the statin drugs being anti-anabolic. We talked about sun avoidance, staying out of the sun, as being anti-anabolic, anti-building. These are two other misguided medical strategies so beloved by doctors. Stay out of the sun. Make sure you use a sunscreen. Get on a statin drug. Lower your cholesterol. Get yourself on SSRIs if you're depressed. One has to ask, why is it that so many of these medically promoted, government-authorized, doctor-approved strategies shut down the body's ability to grow and repair and heal? Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? Do no harm. That's the first thing doctors learn. Do no harm. Serotonin and SSRI drugs lower testosterone levels. You see all the commercials for low T? On the one hand, we got commercials for low T. Oh, low testosterone. You got low T? Go to the doctor. Ask your doctor about testosterone. The very next commercial, oh, you're depressed, get on an SSRI. See the silliness here. SSRIs lower testosterone. They lower reproductive health. One of the most common side effects of these drugs is decreased libido. It's called PSSD, another acronym. They got post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, PSSD. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben. Brain health, which we're talking about here. We'll finish up talking about serotonin today and maybe a little bit on our next program, and then we'll get into, we'll talk a little bit about the flu and the flu vaccine after that. We'll do that next week. If you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart, make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you're one of those folks that's addicted to sugar, one of the best strategies for getting off of sugar is to make sure you're getting the basic nutrients. You will find yourself craving sugar as you go into malnourishment. Sugar is one of the ways that the body deals with nutritional deficiencies because you can get a quick buzz from sugar, as most people know. But when you get on a nutritional supplement program, one of the first things you'll find is that you're losing weight naturally, and one of the main reasons for that is you're not craving sugar so much. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and watch what happens. It's $50 a canister. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so PSSD is the latest acronym syndrome, or one of the latest acronym syndromes that you'll hear about, post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. In a paper that was published in the Journal of Pharmacology, Biochemistry, and Behavior in June of 1998, scientists showed that animals that were given Prozac at low doses exhibited significantly lower sexual motivation. Are you guys getting the picture here? SSRIs are big, big problems. Do you really still want to take that Cymbalta or Lexapro or Effexor or whatever flavor SSRI that you're thinking about, given all of these problems associated with SSRIs, associated with raising serotonin levels? Serotonin, like all stress chemicals, is a anti-building suppressant molecule. Serotonin helps the body handle stress, but it shuts down the building process. By the way, serotonin has a major suppressant effect on the thyroid. Serotonin will ultimately suppress thyroid activity, and so will SSRIs. Given the important link between depression and hypothyroidism, low thyroid functioning, poor thyroid functioning, is one of the classic ways to induce depression. Really, all health issues are going to have a hypothyroidism link. Maybe if a patient is depressed, we want to check thyroid function first. And thyroid function is intimately connected to digestive health. Remember, our third point in the triangle of disease is the adrenal-thyroid axis. The adrenals are our stress management glands. In other words, anything that stimulates the adrenal glands, that is stresses, cortisol, serotonin. Serotonin is actually made, 90% of the serotonin in your body is made in cells that are very similar to adrenal cells. Enterochromaffin cells. Enterochromaffin cells are your stomach adrenal cells, your digestive adrenal cells, and that's where most of the serotonin is made. Serotonin, via this enterochromaffin cell connection, is largely an adrenal type of hormone. The adrenal glands are your stress glands, your stress management glands. Anything that stimulates the adrenal glands, SSRIs included, are going to have a suppressant effect on the thyroid, and the thyroid regulates everything in the body, every cell, every chemical reaction, every organ, every tissue, every gland, every system in the body is regulated by the thyroid. That's why suppression of the thyroid gland, serotonin-induced suppression included, SSRI-induced suppression of the thyroid gland included, anything that suppresses the thyroid gland is going to be the jumping-off point for every single health challenge you can name, including the biggies, cancer and heart disease. This is why I have such a big problem with people pushing cures for cancer, pushing cures for heart disease. By the time these diseases show up, by the time cancer shows up, breakdowns in our three points of the triangle of disease, digestion, blood sugar, adrenal thyroid, breakdowns in these three points have been percolating along for decades. To look for a cancer cure in quotes, to look for a cure without addressing these fundamental points of breakdown, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid system, is not only, in my opinion, a waste of time and money, it's an effort, it's an attempt by drug companies and by the medical model in a sneaky, insidious way to manipulate us into participating into their system. If we are not addressing the fundamental points of breakdown, if we're going to the doctor and getting drugged and not addressing the fundamental points of breakdown, we are being taken advantage of, we are being exploited, and we are being manipulated. And to be manipulated, to have people manipulate us in terms of our health, to have people manipulating our health is the most insidious, sneaky, nasty, nefarious, perverted, twisted kind of manipulation there is. Malnutrition, nutritional deficiency, nutrient deficiency, anti-nutrient foods, most especially sugar intake, protein deficiency, these are all big-time physiologic stresses, all of which will increase serotonin levels. Malnutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, deficiencies in vitamins, deficiencies in minerals, ingestion of sugar, these are all ways that we will mess up our serotonin processing. And this effect, by the way, can be seen in the womb, prenatally, when we're developing. Women who are malnourished when they're pregnant are going to have babies who are more prone towards serotonin dominance, sensitivity to stress, sensitivity to the serotonin response. Just another reason for pregnant women to be taking extra care that they're getting protein, whey protein especially, egg protein especially, essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, B vitamins, zinc. If you know anyone that's pregnant, if you're pregnant, one of the best gifts that you can give them or yourself is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, the OsteoFX, essential fatty acids, the Ultimate EFAs, and a good whey protein supplement or hemp seed protein supplement if you can't handle whey. Serotonin is involved in the calcification of tissues. If you're developing stones in your kidneys, or you're developing calcium fibroids in your breasts, calcium deposits can show up in all the soft tissue of your body, breast, heart, brain, glands, kidney. You know, one of the ways we die is calcification of the heart and calcification of the brain, and serotonin is involved in calcification of the soft tissues. This is something that Hans Selye, who is a biochemist who first described the stress response, talked about. All right, there's so much more I want to talk about with serotonin. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the bright side. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. All the shows are up there. If you miss a program, you want to review a program, they're not unfortunately titled or linked, and I'm trying to work on that. I get letters every week from folks who want us to index or archive or index the archive somehow, and I'm not quite sure how to do that. If anybody out there has any ideas on a simple way to index all the archive programs, I'd love to hear about it. In any case, if you miss a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com. There's some 200 plus shows on there, and they're all packed with information. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, including the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can purchase them right off the website, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For you guys listening to the program in Santa Cruz, California, or in the Bay Area, I will be out there with Dr. Wallach coming Sunday, January 27th. That's a week from this Sunday. And then I think I might be in the Monterey area the next day. We're still working on that, but we'll be doing a super event on January 27th. Myself, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Corey Gold, it'll be all day long. If you're in the Bay Area, I'd love it if you'd come out and join us and say hello. It's at the Portuguese Hall, I believe it is. I believe that's where it is. And if you want more information, you can go to the KSCO website, ksco.com. That's K King S Sam C. CatOOscar.com, and you can find out all about it there. Or you can send me an email, Ben@ksco.com, and I'll send you a link. All right, our number today, 866-582-9933. Got a couple of folks on hold and a couple lines open for you if you want to join in the conversation today. If you have questions about health or nutrition, there's a ton more I want to talk about with serotonin. I don't think I'm going to get to finish everything that I want to say about SSRIs or serotonin. But on our next program, I'm going to tell you about a nutritional strategy that you can use on your own to help stabilize serotonin levels. And I'm going to tell you about a very important hormone substance that comes directly from serotonin that, unlike serotonin, is truly a relaxation substance. It's truly an anti-anxiety substance. And unlike serotonin, it's got wonderful benefits for your digestive tract. You know, serotonin is one of the main causes. Elevations in serotonin are one of the main causes of cramping and digestive distress. Remember, serotonin is mostly a digestive hormone, and it's involved in contractions. So elevations in serotonin can be associated with many unpleasant digestive symptoms. But on our next program, I'm going to tell you about a hormone that comes directly from serotonin that, unlike serotonin, actually has a nice relaxing effect on mood, on anxiety, and on the digestive system, especially if you're dealing with heartburn. And we'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. You're going to want to tune into that. Okay, 866-582-9933. Time to hit the phones. Let's say hi to Samantha in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Samantha, what's going on?
Well, my daughter's 17. She's been, since July, vomiting, and, you know, it started out just in the morning for a little bit, and then it peaked out, and then lately it's just gotten worse. She's been hospitalized twice for it.
Vomiting?
ER visits. Yes.
Just for vomiting. There's nothing else going on?
Vomiting and pain. Abdominal pain and back pain.
Not associated with food?
No.
It just happens.
She can't. Yeah, she won't. Once she starts vomiting, she can't hold anything now, not liquids, not anything. So she'll be in the hospital for like 4 days, and they run all these tests. And
yeah, that ain't going to help. You know, it's funny about the hospitals. You get so frustrated, you get so scared and worried about health that you just want to go somewhere and have somebody take care of it. But I'm telling you, hospitals cannot help you. The failure rate of hospitals is stunning. They cannot help us when it comes to these biochemical metabolic issues. And I know it's frustrating and you don't know what to do. So here's a couple of ideas. Here's a couple of ideas for you. Number one, the vomiting center, the part of the body that controls vomiting is located in the brain. It's actually called the vomit center or the emetic center. And it's located in the brain. So the first thing to think about when there's chronic vomiting, and it's not related to food, although I got to tell you, I'm not convinced yet that it's not related to food. And I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. First thing to think about is something going on in the brain. Now, you know, I hate to have to go there. Did they do any kind of CAT scans or looking for anything in the brain?
Not in the brain, only in the abdominal area.
Okay. Well, if they can't find anything locally that's triggering the vomiting, then the next place to look is the central nervous system, the brain, via this emetic center, this vomit control center that's in the brain. It could have something to do with a growth in that area. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of things are possible. And so that's one area that you want to think about. But that's kind of a last resort because that would be very, very serious.
Right.
The next thing to think about is specific foods. Now, I'm always skeptical when people say that, well, it's not related to food because of just how we eat in this country, the kind of foods we eat. It's almost impossible not to have some kind of impact. So is she addicted to certain foods? Can she stay away from the sugar? What is she eating? She must be eating something, right?
Well,
something's getting into her. What does she love to eat? What does she crave?
Really, she's been on a bland diet lately. I mean, since
what is she craving? What is she craving? What does she feel like she needs to have? She's compelled to eat. Anything she can't stay away from?
No, really, no. She actually usually eats pretty well. She,
I'm trying to get here. I don't want your opinion on pretty well. I want to know specifically. What is it?
I mean, what I cook for, she eats pasta, she eats fresh fruit, she eats fresh vegetables.
Hang on. I'm still hearing your opinion here.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to get to hardcore specifics. Pasta can definitely be a problem. The bottom line here, my dear, is foods, you got to see if you can make a food connection. I'm not saying it's definitely a food connection, but it would be in your interest to find some kind of food connection. How are her bowel movements?
They're pretty regular.
Pretty regular? Runny stools, anything like that? Diarrhea?
No.
Nothing like that? All right.
No.
Well, you know, from what you're telling me, it's not related to food, but I'm still doubtful. I would be looking at the food connection. The next place to look at is some kind of growth or some kind of, unfortunately, some kind of neoplasm in the brain that's affecting the emetic center, the vomit center. But you don't want to go there. If you could find some kind of diet connection, that would be the place to go. When you have vomiting, you don't have necessarily a chemical issue, like a nutritional issue. You have a mechanical issue. Something is triggering that vomit center, either through the nervous system, as I say, in the brain, or locally in the digestive tract. And so you got to either link it up to something that she's putting in her system, unfortunately, if something in the central nervous system. Now, there are nutrients that you can use that can help stabilize the vomit reflex, most especially the B vitamins and most especially vitamin B6. And this is important for women who are going through morning sickness. In fact, vitamin B6 is so important for helping control emesis or vomiting. Emesis is the technical term for vomiting. Vitamin B6 is so important that it's actually a prescription drug for helping to control vomiting. So you may want to use vitamin B6 or vitamins. Ask your doctor about the B vitamins or ask them about vitamin B6. They may be able to use vitamin B6 injections. Whenever you use one B vitamin, like B6, you want to make sure you're getting all the B vitamins. You never wanted to just take one B vitamin. Ginger can be helpful. Root ginger. Look for organic ginger, and you can nibble on ginger. I'm not convinced that's going to be absolutely helpful for your daughter, because it sounds like she's been dealing with this problem for a long time, and it sounds a little bit more serious. But that's something else to think about. And there's one more thing that you can use if you're dealing with chronic vomiting, and this is especially effective for women going through pregnancy or morning sickness. Hang tight, Samantha. We've got to take a break. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got a line open for you at 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive. Now, meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. 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 Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, 866-582-9933, Carl in Texas. We're talking about, Carl, remind me of these four questions. B12, I recommend injection if you're dealing with any, or intramuscular injection if you're dealing with any kind of degeneration, and especially if you're elderly or have digestive problems. If you are going to take it orally, if you don't want to deal with the IM, take high doses of the vitamin B12, much higher than the recommended daily allowance. In your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're going to get 8,000% of the RDA. And that's a nice oral dose. But if you're dealing with degenerative diseases or digestive problems or you're older, you might want to consider the intramuscular B12. What were your other three questions real quick, buddy?
Okay. Being on this ketogenic diet, you know, for part of the seizure condition, now, would having coffee at all like...
Oh, yeah. Coffee's not going to help you. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it's the worst thing in the world, but it's certainly not, doesn't have a lot of benefits for you, especially if you're already dealing with some kind of hyperactivity in the brain or some kind of conductivity issue. If you're going to do coffee, do it first thing in the morning. Try to keep the amount of coffee that you do, the amount of coffee that you drink or caffeine that you get in your system a little bit down. 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams of caffeine should be plenty. I would be careful with coffee. I'm not going to say that it's going to be the worst thing that you could do, but it's something to respect the caffeine, respect the coffee.
All right. The other one was now some of the blog sites that I found. I just accidentally ran into about three or four of them, and it seems to have positive results with other people replying to the baking soda, citric acid, and magnesium.
Baking soda. I'm not sure what the citric acid is about. Although maybe the citric acid helps the magnesium get absorbed. Magnesium is super important for brain health. It has a relaxing effect, and so it can have some beneficial effects for seizure disorders, especially if you take your magnesium at night. If you have problems with stomach acid, you're not going to be able to absorb magnesium effectively. If you have problems with the gallbladder or the liver, or if you're not making enough bile, again, magnesium absorption will be compromised. So taking liquid magnesium like the Osteo FX might be helpful for you. Baking soda, I imagine the idea of the baking soda is alkalinization. Acidity is a big, big problem. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff. There's a guy named Dr. Mark Circus who writes about baking soda. And it probably wouldn't hurt you to take some baking soda, and it does have some nice relaxing effects. But it's not in the same order. It doesn't have the same kind of importance that nutritional supplements do, probably. But it certainly wouldn't hurt you if you wanted to do some baking soda. Baking soda can also have a nice beneficial effect on lactic acid, which may exacerbate seizure disorders or cause problems with brain health. So baking soda, you know, it's not like a nutritional supplement, certainly, but it isn't going to hurt you. I'm not sure what the citric acid is about, unless they're thinking for acidification of the digestive tract. And then magnesium is very, very, very important for brain health and can be super helpful for seizure disorders. And you have one more question there, Carl?
Yeah. There is a 77-year-old lady. She's 130 pounds. Okay. She has COPD and breast cancer and is on 100% oxygen. She's going to be taking the Vital 90, but what other things could she be?
Oh, there's so many things. There's so many things to do. Vitamin C, I would be, if I had cancer, I knew anybody, a loved one who had cancer or somebody I wanted to help, I'd be instructing them to do intravenous vitamin C. Vitamin C right in the blood. Look it up. There's tons of great literature on vitamin C and cancer. But not just oral vitamin C, put it right in the blood. I'd also be doing glutathione right in the blood. Those are two, one, and also magnesium, by the way, and also the B-complex. There's something called the Myers cocktail, which is used for intravenous, it's an intravenous cocktail of nutrients for cancer, and it includes magnesium and the B-complex, and I think there's vitamin C in there as well. So if I had cancer, I wouldn't be messing around. I would be doing intravenous nutrition. I'd also be fasting as much as possible. Cancer feeds on sugar, so avoiding anything that's going to speed up the metabolism or throw off blood sugar or insulin is probably a good idea. Look up the Gerson diet. Dr. Max Gerson was a guy who came up with this vegetarian diet. They don't use it here in this country as much, but they do it in Mexico. Some folks go to Mexico to actually have the Gerson therapy done. It's a vegetable-based diet, lots of veggie juices, no processed food, and it does have some, the literature is pretty good on the Gerson diet. You might want to look that up. And then also, if you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and this is for anybody who's dealing with cancer, I've got a great book called Cancer Outside the Box, I think it's called. Either Cancer Thinking Outside the Box or Cancer Outside the Box. It's a 400-page ebook that I will be glad to send you out for free. It's got some really good information about how to deal with cancer. So if you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, I'll send that out to you. And thanks so much, Carl. Appreciate your call. I hope we helped you out. And good luck. That's awesome news. I'm glad that everything's working out for you and you're following some of the advice that you heard here on the Bright Side. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Grace in Florida. What's up, Grace? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Thank you. Hello, I'm sorry. My question is regarding pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay. For you?
My mother's 75 years old, and okay. She's been diagnosed with that for the past 4 years. She was on prednisone. I took her to an alternative doctor. He detoxed her, and he told her lots of things to do, but she's very stubborn. And I have her on the BTT, and she's just very tough to make her have the enzymes and the probiotics.
Okay.
She doesn't like capsule stuff.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Huh? Yeah, there's lots you could do. Was she a smoker?
Never.
Never smoked. Okay. All right. Pulmonary fibrosis. You know, when cells go nuts, well, all disease is cell disease. We've said this many times before. When cells go crazy, they start to produce proteins and cell substances in an out-of-control fashion. And this is what fibrosis is. Fibrosis is the production of fibers, excess fibers, that cause a clogging and a clotting and reduce the effectiveness of tissue. So what ends up happening is you get this kind of mass of fibers that are forming in various parts of the body. Obviously, if you get this mass of fibers that are forming incorrectly in the lungs, you're going to have big problems. You're going to have big respiratory problems and big energizing problems. So the question has to be, why are cells going crazy? easy. What is the problem? What's going on that makes cells start to produce these fibers? Are we okay, Grace? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so the cells are going nuts. They're producing fibers. And by the way, it's not just happening in the lungs. Rest assured it's happening in other parts of the body, but when it's happening in the lungs, you're going to notice it because you're going to have problems breathing. The number one reason why cells go crazy and start to produce these excess amounts of proteins is because of inflammation, local microinflammation, microinflammation in the cells of the lungs or wherever you have the fibrosis. So then the question is, why are cells going crazy? Or why are what's causing the inflammation? What's causing the inflammation 99.99% of the time is something getting into the body that shouldn't be getting into the body. Inflammation is the visible sign of the immune system, the defense system. Inflammation means the defense system has been activated, and usually by the time you have pulmonary fibrosis, you have a defense system that's been activated for a long period of time. The only question you need to ask yourself, or your mom needs to ask, or you need to ask your mom, is what is getting into her body that's activating the immune system? Well, you only got three places to look: the skin, the nose, or the mouth. Skin rarely, nose hardly ever. Almost always, it's something that's getting into her body through foods. I know I say this all the time, but it's just so, so important. If you have pulmonary fibrosis, you got inflammation. If you got inflammation, you have immune activation. If you have immune activation, you have a defensive response. If you have a defensive response, that means there's an invader that's getting into the body. Focus on foods. I can't help you if she's not going to take probiotics because they're unbelievably important. I can't help you with that. But what she can do is she can start to focus on digestive health issues. Now, I know it's not going to seem like her pulmonary fibrosis is a digestive problem, but if you backtrack it far enough, you're going to find something that's been getting into the body through foods that has been activating this kind of immune response. So number one, first and foremost, eliminate problem foods, use digestive enzymes. Too bad about the probiotics because they can be very helpful. If she doesn't want to do that, get her on fermented foods, kefir, miso, tempeh, sauerkraut, borscht, any kind of fermented foods to up or increase her natural bacterial flora. That can have a huge, huge effect. The next thing you want to do is you want to focus on estrogen. And you'll want to focus on cortisol. These are two very important stress hormones. It probably wouldn't hurt you to focus on insulin either. How do you focus on insulin? Or how do you deal with insulin? Reduce insulin-spiking foods, the breads, the pastas, the soda pops, the fruit juices. Reduce your intake. If you can get down to zero tolerance, that's the best. Estrogen, you balance that out with progesterone. Get her on progesterone cream. You can use pregnenolone or DHEA supplements. Those can be helpful as well. And then cortisol, use all of our adrenal support strategies, deep breathing techniques, vitamin C, the B complex, magnesium, all of your adrenal nutrients, including DHEA, which can have some wonderful adrenal health benefits. Hope we helped you out. Thanks so much for calling from Florida. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talk. Actually, tomorrow we'll start talking about serotonin and SSRIs and antidepressants. If you know somebody on Prozac, have them tune in to The Bright Side. We'll tell you why you want to flush your Prozac down the toilet or whatever your SSRI choice is. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.